Tuesday, October 26, 2021. It is 5:35. Going to be completely transparent here, completely honest. You know those days you have where, you know, it starts off just on the wrong foot. Nothing's working. That is me this morning.
Yeah.
I am barely up.
I figured when I got a text from you and you were like, I just woke up, my alarm. I didn't hear my alarm. My phone was under two pillows.
Yeah. And thank God I was like, is it time to go? I wonder what time it is.
You're like, I feel very rested.
You know, and I normally I wake up at 2:50. Today was 4:20. So running a little.
You just feel a little behind.
A little behind, but my knee hurts. It started yesterday.
Falling apart.
With this crappy weather. So I called my my family doctor, and they can't see me till like November 8th. Should I try to go like a different route? You know, I'm walking with a limp.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's not death.
You could go to urgent care and tell them what's going on. Like, if it hurts to walk.
Maybe they could give me, I don't know.
Yeah, a recommendation to go somewhere else. You know, a specialist.
Okay, yeah. So I've been having this issue with my knee for like a couple months now.
It's a pain.
Yeah, and then, you know, then I relax a little bit with the walking. I stop walking. I iced it, all that stuff you're supposed to do, you know, lift up the knee like on a pillow or something. Mm-hmm. Then it got better. And then I felt like strong, but there's still like a little pain there. And then yesterday I went for a walk. Normally I walk like 40 minutes when we get off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost was going to call Kira about literally like 2 minutes away, 3 minutes away. Like I couldn't walk. I had to stop.
Yeah.
And bend over.
That's not great.
You know, so.
And now it just hurts to walk no matter what. Like if you got up to walk to the bathroom, it would hurt.
That is correct. Hence, I don't know if you noticed, I parked the car like real close.
I noticed.
A little closer than normal. So the least amount of walking I got to do today, the better. So
yeah. Oh, my injured soldier.
Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise.
So, how you doing, by the way?
Oh, I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah. Yesterday was just, I call it a soup day because it's like.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like a little cold outside.
Yeah,
the rain's falling. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. soup weather.
I call it a hot cocoa day.
Oh, yeah.
I whipped out the hot
cocoa.
Is that
too?
Yeah, whipped out some hot cocoa that I had with some whipped cream.
Ooh, treat yourself.
So, and it looks like today is going to be pretty much the same thing. So.
Yeah, dreary, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, hope your day is off to a better start than my day.
Yeah.
I mean, it could only get better for me from here on.
It's gonna, because we're going to have some fun.
It is 5:38. We got the Mind Bender coming up. It is a Tuesday, so that means second date update. That's coming up 8 o'clock hour at around like 8:15 or so. So keep it locked. Let's go.
Do you think of... Because
that's the good stuff.
A dude named Chris Person lost his wallet outside a grocery store in Florida. And if that has ever happened to you, you know the panic that fills your soul when this happens. He scoured the entire parking lot. He asked the store to look at surveillance mm-hmm. footage. And he came up empty. He's like, well, this is unfortunate. His driver's license was in there. His COVID vaccination card, credit cards.
Oh, man.
$100. In cash money. So it was quite the loss. It turns out that 15-year-old Lucas Perry found the wallet in the parking lot. And Lucas was with his dad, Eduardo, and his sister, Maya, at the time. And his dad was like, oh, we got to go do the right thing. And they mm-hmm. they saw his address, you know, on his license, and they decided to drive to his house right then and there and return the wallet, which
How
was
nice.
Really awesome. And when Chris opened the wallet, he noticed that the $100 was inside along with everything else. Mm-hmm. And he was like, please, please, please take this $100. I want to thank you. And Eduardo and his two kids, they refused. They just wanted to do the right thing. And honestly, Chris was just really impressed with the values that Eduardo mm-hmm. had instilled in his children. And it was clear that even if Eduardo wasn't there, these two teenagers, they would have returned
Amazing.
The wallet.
Amazing. There are good people out there in the world, believe it or not.
There are.
Speaking of good people, Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan proved to be a good Samaritan when a woman with her two young kids, she had a flat tire somewhere in Tennessee a couple days ago on Sunday. Her name is Courtney Potts. She was stuck on the shoulder of a very dangerous curve.
Ooh.
And Luke happened to pull up, offered his help, changed the tire himself.
What a guy.
You go, Luke Bryan.
He's like, hey there, miss, you need a spare tire? I got a tire for you.
And that right there is the good stuff.
Want to join the show? Message us now on the WOKQ app.
Escape to Florida. We got that code word. Code word number one. That's with Old Dominion, by the way. That's coming up 8:20. Keep it locked.
East Coast Love People 411 on Gio and Kira in the morning.
The Famous People 411 is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses on Route 1 in Seabrook. So, for once, celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay is the one getting his food nitpicked. I mean, we've watched him time and time again get into people's faces and tell them how hopeless they are at cooking. And for
who likes that? I know he's popular, that show.
My God, it makes... I would just cry.
Oh, my God.
I think the waterworks would just start streaming.
Yeah,
he's sensitive.
He's an angry man.
He's relentless. And get this, the thing that he can't cook very well is grilled cheese. Arguably one
really?
Of the easiest things to cook ever.
Wow.
So he, I guess back in August of 2020, shared this like quick video. Here's my perfect grilled cheese. And then some TikToker, made a video recently and just roasting it. Everything from his choice of cheese, which is Asiago and Romano, neither of which are known for melting. His bread slices were too thick, and it was just overcooked and not good. And I guess he had to go on TikTok and be like, hey, I was in a rush.
Excuses.
Yeah. He was like, I was on the road and I didn't have the right pan. It's like, well, wow. why'd you share it all proud? Like, it's the perfect recipe.
Oh, you got to have the right pan now, too. Interesting.
Oh, you got to have the right pan.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Or else it'll get overcooked.com. In a new survey, Americans were asked to describe their perfect Super Bowl commercial. And I couldn't agree more with the information that was gathered. So people want their Super Bowl commercials to be funny, devoid of politics. So no talk of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Family friendly and featuring a celebrity that everybody loves. Kind of like, you know, The Rock.
Yep.
Who doesn't love The Rock?
True.
So people want their Super Bowl commercial to be basically like the Disney movie Moana.
I guess Vin Diesel won't like that spot.
No, probably not.
Those two don't like each other.
Yeah, there's beef there. I feel like he's the only one who doesn't like The Rock.
That's true. I think that's like jealousy stuff.
Yeah.
Between Diesel and, you know, Diesel having it.
Yes.
Because I don't know, he was saying like, yo, you got to act like this. Like when he was in, you know, the Fast and the Furious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like giving him pointers. Like, yo, I'm the biggest... You know, I'm the number one movie maker in the world today. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
You got one franchise. Like, slow down. I don't know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's silly. Silly for them to have beef because they're both very successful.
Yeah.
And handsome, might I add.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Piers Morgan, he's a British broadcaster who's notorious for speaking his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He is just pointing the finger squarely at Alec Baldwin.
Really?
Because of what's, you know, what happened on the set of the movie Rust. And, he doesn't doubt that it was an accident, but he believes that Alec, as the producer, you know, he has responsibilities that were clearly overlooked, and it's up to him. He should have done more to ensure that everyone was safe on the set.
He's the producer of that movie?
That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I thought he was just an actor.
Remember I told you, like, maybe, like, they give him the gun, and even though he gets, it's told, cold gun,
mm-hmm.
he's supposed to double check, like, as the last, you know, the last pass.
Yeah,
he missed a step. So he didn't, allegedly, I don't know what's the true story or not, but.
Yeah, and I said this yesterday, too. I don't understand why they use a real gun to begin with on a movie set.
Who pays for that? Like, who gets in trouble for that?
I don't know.
Does Alec Baldwin get in? What happens?
I don't know.
Like,
there's
no
a whole investigation.
Just an accident.
It's an accident, but somebody's dead.
Somebody's dead. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
And I think
sad,
they have
sad,
to.
Sad.
It's so sad. And I don't know, justice should be served for that family. You know,
you would think. I don't know.
She had a husband and a son, and they have to live their life without her now. It's just awful. So anything else that comes out about that, we will keep you in the loop. That is the Famous People 411.
It is 6:53. Happy Tuesday. Second date update today. We got one coming up at around 8:10-ish. Keep it locked.
Naughty.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Chio and Kira in the morning. Halloween is on Sunday. The million-dollar question, the age-old question, how old is too old to go trick-or-treating? What do you think, Kiki?
Well,
how old is too old to go trick-or-treating?
I don't have passionate opinions around this, really. You know what I mean? I feel like if you want to get in the spirit and dress up in a costume and go trick-or-treating, rock on with your bad self. But I remember my mom, Mama Lou, she would never turn any kids away. But if a group of boys that are like 6 feet tall and it was clear that they had gone through puberty.
Oh, you can't go on size.
Well, she'd be like,
Mama Lou.
They're like, trick or treat. Like their voices already had changed.
They got a full beard.
Yes. Yes. They drove up to the house.
Okay.
She wouldn't turn them away, but she'd be like, come on, man. You're cleaning me out of candy.
Gotcha.
It's for the kids. And okay. I sort of do see that view, you know.
All right.
Don't make them feel bad about it, but also, I don't know. You need to be going trick-or-treating?
But,
17 years old?
Throw out an 16? Oh, is that still too old? Because 16 you could drive, right?
Yeah.
You could drive at 16 by yourself here?
I guess I'm going to say high school. When you start high school.
Oh, when you start high school.
Maybe that's a little too old.
13, 14.
I'm not saying you can't, but
I'm going to say, if I had to pick one. By the way, what do you think? That's our Facebook question. What's your opinion on it?
Yeah, feel free to chime in.
844-975-9467. 844-975-9467. That's the Jay Carnes and Son roofing line. I know my son was 16, the baby. He's like 20 now. So, he likes his candy. So at 16, he was rolling out. He put a costume on. So
why not?
But 13 is still a kid. High school. How old are you in high school? 13? You hitting 13?
No, 14? You're 14.
You're 14.
Freshman year.
You got to do 14. I'm going to say maybe 16, 17.
Okay.
Definitely 18. Can I do it after 18?
Okay.
Because that's supposed to be like for the little kids, right?
Yeah. I'm not saying you turn them away, but it's like maybe you're a little too old. If you could drive
you
up to the house.
You call them out. You shame them. You shame them.
Happy Halloween. Grow up!
Number one country song in all of America.
Yes, Carrie took to Instagram yesterday to congratulate Jason on the number one and be like, thanks for having me on your track.
Yep. So congratulations going out to those two. It's Chio and Kira in the morning, Halloween week, on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. So on Facebook, our question is, how old is too old for trick-or-treating? Hit us up, 844-975-9467. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Karen, and I'm from Wakefield.
How old is too old for trick-or-treating?
Well, I kind of agree with Kara's mom. I would say, like, 16, but I always used to have two kinds of candy. Like, if the boys rolled up with their hat to the side in a pillowcase saying trick-or-treat, I would have, like, dum-dums or Smarties, and I would throw that in the bag, and then I would save the good candy for the little kids that were all dressed up.
Oh, I like that, Karen. You're a woman with a plan. You're like, okay, I'll give you something, but I'm saving the good candy for the little ones.
Yes. Yep.
I respect that.
Have a great day, and happy Halloween if we don't see each other, talk to each other by then.
Yes. Happy Halloween.
Chio and Kira in the morning. What's your name? Where are you calling us from, and how old is too old to go trick-or-treating?
Good morning to two of my favorite people. My name's Diane, and I'm from Nottingham. And I would rather see the 14, 15, 16-year-olds trick-or-treating than going around and egging people's houses.
That's a very good point, Diane.
Wait, I don't get it.
At least it's innocent. They're going to get candy. They're not wreaking havoc on the neighborhood.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, but you still got to give me an age. So even 18, 19?
No. After 17... 17, unless they're with their little siblings, they don't need the trick-or-treat anymore.
Okay. Agreed, sister.
Excellent. Well, thank you for the kind word. Thank you for the kind words.
Oh, you're so welcome. You guys have a great day and be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, Diane.
We're going to scan our Facebook page next. And if you'd like to chime in on the Jay Carnes and Son Roofing listener line at 844-975-9467, feel free to do so. How old is too old to go trick-or-treating? Cheese really is crack. I will explain on Things You Need to Know next.
Hey, it's Jad from the Afternoon Show.
Halloween week on Chio and Kira in the Morning. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. So, what age is too old to go trick-or-treating? What's your name? Where are you from?
So, my name is Sean. I'm from Union, New Hampshire. I say too old is like teenagers, like 14, 15. Because after that, both of them go partying.
You're saying 14, 15.
14, 15. Because at that time, if they have siblings, cool. If not, then they can go out to their own little parties. They have
right.
Halloween. I remember going to Halloween parties at that age and like, okay, I don't want to go trick-or-treating. I want to go to a Halloween party instead.
Well, we appreciate the call. Have a great day and happy Halloween.
You too.
What's your name, where you from, and how old is too old for trick-or-treating?
I don't think there's an age. I teach high school, and I would be very happy to see my high school kids going out and doing something sweet news and like trick-or-treating and having fun with their friends rather than doing some other things that they could be doing.
Yeah, that's what a caller said earlier. At least they're not doing anything bad. So,
even if they're rolling up without a costume, like it's just they're just trying to clear you out with from candy. I get it. It's better than being out underage drinking, but you don't think that there's any age where it's like, come on, man.
They got to put a costume on.
Yeah.
No, yeah, they're out there having fun. You know what? Let have fun. It's fun. Your kid is, no matter how old you are.
So you're saying anybody, right? It doesn't matter.
I think anybody.
All right. Appreciate the phone call and from the Facebook page.
Okay. So Janine says, I'm 33 and I'm going, I'll have a mask on. Who's going to know? Shrug emoji.
Yeah, that's good.
I like your style, Janine. Nikki said, I don't care if you're 5, 45, or 105. If you want to get in the spirit and dress up, you can go trick or treating. So
that's the vibe we're getting.
Yeah.
Man, who cares?
As long as you're dressed up is what I'm seeing
Facebook
page.
You got to do that. Got to do that.
Krista said 99. So if you're 100, don't think you're going to roll up to Krista's house and get any Reese's.
Denied.
It's not happening.
Denied.
Sorry, last year was your last year.
That's great.
And finally, Bob said, I think 15 is too old. The candy is for the little ones.
Okay, so 14. 14 is what he's saying.
Yes.
15 is a cutoff. All right, cool. Well, keep them coming on our Facebook page. We are moving on. Can't Be Kira is next. We'll play at around like 7:50. Hang for that. The theme, it's a Halloween theme.
Oh, love that. Love that for us.
Halloween theme. Could be a little difficult.
A little challenging.
Okay. So if you want to play, give us a call on the Jay Carnes and Son Roofing listener line, 844-975-9467, 844-975-9467. And you're playing for Chase Rice tickets.
It's
now for Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
Allison in West Ossipee. Hello.
Hello.
Let's do this. Kick Kira out of the studio.
All right. Kira, get out of here.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
See you later.
I hear the door slamming, so that means Kira is out of the OKQ studios. Allison, this is a three-question pop culture contest. You get more right, you win. A tie goes to Kira, but if you can tie her, we will give you the prize.
All right, sounds good. I'm ready.
All right, you are playing for Chase Rice tickets, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom for next weekend. The theme is Halloween, since Halloween's coming up on Sunday. Here we go.
Ooh, okay.
And good luck, okay?
All right, thank you.
Question number one, is it true or false? True or false? Halloween is the second largest consumer holiday in the world. True or false?
True.
Okay. Question number two. What magician died on Halloween?
Okay.
This guy is a legendary magician, and it happened like a long time ago. Legendary. Probably the most
legendary.
Probably the most popular one ever.
Okay. Harry Houdini. That's like the only one I know.
mm-hmm. And question number three: where is Dracula from?
Transylvania.
Okay. All right, Allison, you hold on, and we will play part two of Can't Be Curious, see how well you did or did not do. We got a jam-packed 8 o'clock hour. We have second date update. That is on the way. An escape to Florida with Old Dominion. We're going to give you tickets to see them at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Florida. Airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash. So code word number one happens at 8:20.
97.5 for Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
Allison, how well do you think you did with the questions?
I don't know. I think I got like one right. I think I got the first one right, and that's about it, but we'll see.
Let's see. We're having fun. That's what it's all about. I'm waving Kira back in.
Okay.
She is rolling in.
Okay.
Allison, Chio, I have returned.
Yes.
Stop talking about me.
Hello.
Don't say anything.
No.
All right, Kiki, you ready, girlfriend?
I am.
The theme is Halloween. This is a true or false. Halloween is the second largest consumer holiday in the world.
I think that's true.
You think that's true? Allison said true as well, and both you ladies are correct.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
Brains and beauty.
One for one.
That's us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Number one would be Christmas. Duh.
A doy.
Question number two. What magician died on Halloween? And I'm gonna help you just like I did Allison.
Okay.
Very famous magician. Probably the most popular one. And this happened like a long time ago.
Well, I only know the name of one magician, so I'm going to throw that out there.
Same.
And that would be?
Harry Houdini.
Harry Houdini.
That one took me a while, too.
Allison said Harry Houdini as well, and both you guys would be correct.
Excellent.
All right. Very good.
There's a lot of fun. I don't know.
Yeah. And question number, did I help you, by the way? Like, if I don't say this happened a long time ago, would you still say upset at Harry Houdini?
Oh, to me?
I wouldn't have. No, I couldn't think.
I would have just, if you said magician, I would have had to say Harry Houdini, because that's the only one
there
I know.
There you go. All right. 2-2 tie. Kiki, number three. Right. Where is Dracula from? Dracula.
I want to suck your blood. Transylvania.
Allison said Transylvania as well. I guess these were easier than
I got it right.
Than what I thought. Yes, you guys are correct. Wow. So we have a 3-3 tie. So first, Allison, give us the phrase of shame.
Okay. My name is Allison, and I'm from West Ospey, and I can't beat Kira.
No, but when you tie Kira on Can't Beat Kira, we do give you the prize. That means you're going to see Chase Rice, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom.
Woo! Yay! I'm so excited. Thank you.
With Chio and Kira in the morning.
And second date update this hour brought to you by Marquee Roofing, online at marqueeroofing.com. Let's do this.
All right, good morning, James.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. It's Kira. Chio's here with me. Thanks for popping on Second Date Update. We're really hoping we can help you with this, Carla. So you guys matched on a dating app, and kind of fill us in on where you went on your date and what's happening now.
I met Carla on a nice dating app. It wasn't like Tinder or one of the trashier ones. It was I got divorced. I'm looking to get back out there. I kind of had a tester marriage failed, and I'm ready for the real one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me and Carla, we matched. Things are going great. We had a lot in common. We both have daughters. She likes comedy. I love comedy. And then I took her out on a date. We got some nice Mexican food, and I never heard from her again.
Nothing came up on the date, like conversation-wise, where it seemed like she lost interest or anything like that?
No, I didn't think necessarily thought it was going well. It's kind of just it's one of those things where it's like it's perplexed me. I can't figure out what happened.
Can be frustrating, especially when you think it went so well.
Yeah.
We're going to call Carla next, James, and we will see.
All right.
Worst case scenario, we'll get you an answer for sure on what happened.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and, you know, tell her I said hi, I guess.
Okay, hold on.
Or reach out to Gio and Kira. Text them from the app. Gio and Kira in the morning.
Don't went great. Look at the pictures you posted. You wondered what happened. Felt kind of abandoned. Oh, snap, it looks like you've been ghosted. Let Gio and Kira make the call for you. They'll set that second date up for you. Second date update, second date update. Gio and Kira's second date update.
Welcome in. Number one for New Country 97.5 WOKQ. And second date update brought to you by Marquee Roofing. Online at MarqueeRoofing.com. We have Carla on the line. And she knows it's us calling. She knows that she's on the feature that we do called Second Date. And she has given us permission to talk to her on the air about the date she had with James recently. So, Carla, welcome into the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Yeah. So how was the date? Tell us about James, et cetera. How did that go?
How'd it go?
Yeah. And, you know, how did you see it?
I'm dying to tell you both. First of all, you guys, let me break it to you. Online dating, when you're 40, just sucks. Mm. So James is like bugging to take me out to dinner, right? So I finally agreed. And then he said he wanted to take me somewhere nice. So when I heard, you know, that somewhere nice, I'm thinking what any other woman would be thinking involves a lot of waitstaff, tablecloths, the whole shebeel. So I agreed to meet him in a well at Hannah Ford's parking lot, right? And then we'd ride to the restaurant in the car. And now it's getting cooler temperatures with the fall, so
hold on, Carla.
We have some really weird feedback going on.
Can you maybe put us on speakerphone or see if that sounds a little better?
And so we agreed to meet in the well at Hannah Ford parking lot and ride to the restaurant in his car. Well, being that it's cooler temperatures now, I put on my cutest dress, tights, and high-heeled boots to go meet him in the parking lot of the strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled up in a Mercedes, and I was wondering if I was dressed well enough for where we were going. We do the greetings, I get in the car, and you'll never guess. He drives across the parking lot to the Taco Bell drive-thru. I told my daughter about it when I got home, and we were cracking up for literally about an hour. I mean, I feel this kind of stuff only happens in the movies. I can't believe this is actually my life.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
To say, like, he's going to take her somewhere nice, then go to the... I'm not knocking Taco Bell, but she got all dressed up.
She's all ready for a fabulous, fabulous evening at a really nice restaurant. And I'm like, a quesadilla and a soda? What?
Well, I hope it was at least Baja Blast.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so... I mean, that's why he drives a Mercedes, because he's frugal in other places. I don't know. But what we didn't tell you, Carla, is that he is on the other line. Is it okay to bring him into the conversation so at least he can say what's up?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can do that.
James.
I was trying to keep the date casual. I don't know.
Why did you tell me, you know, you told me you were going to take me somewhere nice? I could have worn jeans, even nice designer jeans, but I still want to wear my jeans.
Well, you did look nice. I appreciate that, and I was planning to take you.
Thank you, but then
I looked across the parking lot, and there I saw the Taco Bell, and I was like, well, this is like nostalgia. It's like high school. We could go through the drive-thru, and that would be like a cool trip back down memory lane. I thought it would be nice. And I don't know. At least we were in a nice car in the drive-thru. Like, you can appreciate that, I guess.
You know, I am appreciative, but I hate to break it to you. It's not like we're in high school anymore. We're in our 40s. And I got all dressed up to
to go to the Taco Bell drive-thru?
You said you loved the Cheesy Gordita Crunch. It was you didn't have a quesadilla, the Cheesy Gordita Crunch, and you took one home with you. So, I mean, you know, we had a great conversation. The food is good. It's undeniably good. Sorry that it wasn't somewhere nicer, but that doesn't take away from us having a really good time on the date.
I can't. You're missing the point, James.
Let me butt in here. Carla, so the whole point of this call and going on the air is to see if you would accept a second date to
an Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is my life. I can't. You know, I'm so sorry, but I just cannot accept.
Carla, thanks for coming on the air and being a good sport about it. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, too. I love you guys.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. James? Not what you were looking. Yeah, not what you were looking for. I would double think that the next time, whether it's Taco Bell, Burger King. That's no matter how much, no matter how much you love that. That's if I was your friend, I'd say don't do that. So I wouldn't do that, even if that's your favorite food that you've ever had. It's your favorite place to eat, and it might be. It might be your favorite place to eat. Who knows? You can't do that.
I would do things differently if I could do it again. I would just, you know.
Okay, just trying
to... I messed up.
You went out on a date, you thought it all went great.
It's Gio and Kira in